The hour 10:15 have arrived. We'll call the House Tax Committee to order. And members, I would just like to, we've switched out gavels. And this is a gavel that was given to chairs made by Representative Tony Albright's father. And so it is black walnut, yep. I believe. Very nice. Okay. So, yes, sir.
You know what the Senate does is that your name is on the gavel, and then you get to keep the gavel when you're retired or no longer the chair of that given committee.
See, the House does a little different.
I have several gavels, but...
The House does a little different. I take the gavel, and then I put my name on it.
Okay.
So, theoretically.
But anyway, I did raise a question one time. I said, maybe we should do the same thing, Mr. Chairman, and... found out that those gavels are a little more expensive than what I thought, so they continued.
Where do they get them at? Things Remembered?
That very nice gavel, Morton, you either retire or...
why do we need a chair?
Because walnut, that's a very nice nice gavel. I suppose you're going to want to keep that. You won't want to pass that on to the next chair.
We'll, I'm keeping that one.
Mr. Chair.
We'll get you the old one.
Well,
maybe not.
In the home building business, we throw away those pieces in the dumpster. I mean, they're just part of a spindle and part of a newel post, and you just cut it up and put it together.
Black walnut one?
No, the black walnut we would just put on there, and you can crack it with the gavel.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Okay.
I have a big black walnut tree in my yard, and I'm told by one of my neighbors that understands wood and so on, and I was shocked at what he thought the value of that black walnut tree would be if you ever cut it down.
They are very, very valuable.
Yeah.
Okay, with that, Representative Schultz moves the minutes of Wednesday, April 11th, 2018. Any additions or corrections? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Schultz. Okay, on our agenda today we have House File 4321 and House File 3543. We'll start out with, I will move House File 4321. There are no amendments. This is a bill having to do with firefighting equipment, providing an exemption and expanding it. I'd like Mr. Rice to come forward with your witnesses here. And I believe this is kind of cool. We have somebody from Homeland Security, I believe, as a resource. Okay. So, other than the folks at the table, is there anyone else that wishes to testify on behalf of the bill with concerns on the bill? Does the department wish to testify? Is the department representative here? You're here?
I don't
know. Okay. Do you want to fill in for him? Okay. Okay. Well, we will allow, even if we're done with this one before the department gets here, we can certainly go back to it. Okay. So with that, Mr. Rice, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Brian Rice here today on behalf of the Minnesota Professional Firefighters. This is a bill, Mr. Chair, that you've graciously introduced to deal with what we think is really a glitch in the statute. Mr. Parsons will give his testimony, and we do have someone from Homeland Security to explain it. It's really probably just an oddity. The state creates a fire safety account that allows the Department of Public Safety to make grants to local jurisdictions for equipment or reimburse the equipment. If a city buys the equipment, there's no sales tax. If the state buys it and then gives it to a local jurisdiction fire department, there's sales tax that applies. So the sales tax winds up restricting the grants that are otherwise available through the fire safety account, which is important. So I'll let we know we want to be brief, and Mr. Parsons could give some quick testimony and answer any questions.
Mr. Parsons, please state your name and who you represent for the record, please, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Chris Parsons. I'm president of the Minnesota Professional Firefighters, and we represent 1,700 career firefighters, paramedics, dispatchers throughout the state of Minnesota.
Welcome to the committee, sir.
Thank you. I'm here to testify in favor of House File 4321, and as Mr. Rice so eloquently stated. This bill allows for purchases of firefighting and other safety equipment purchased with funds from the fire safety account to be exempted from state tax. In the same way, similar purchases by local governments are exempt. State agencies such as HSCM, Homeland Security Emergency Management, and the Fire Marshals Division assist local governments in procuring essential safety equipment to help maintain the state's ability to effectively respond to disasters, large and small, both natural and man-made, no matter where they occur within our border. The issue of sales taxes required for these purchases came to light by my organization within the last year during purchasing of self-contained breathing apparatus and hazardous materials monitors for the state's chemical assessment and emergency response teams. Total taxes on these purchases were over $100,000, the state portion being smaller than that. That money could have gone to purchase additional equipment. Cities, you know, if the city were to purchase this equipment and then was reimbursed by the state, that purchase would have been exempt from sales tax. So HR 43 will treat purchases of this critical equipment needed to protect the public equally, whether or not it's purchased by a local jurisdiction or the state. And the Minnesota Professional Firefighters are strongly in support.
Thank you. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to testify with concerns on this bill? Okay. Mr. Rice.
If I could just add one point. I mean, if you're a big city like Minneapolis, St. Paul, Duluth, or Rochester, St. Cloud, other jurisdictions, there's 42 that Mr. Parsons' organization represents. This really helps the smallest departments that are out there. I mean, that they don't have the money to basically advance the payment and get reimbursement. So to the extent if you did a geographic dispersion of where this money goes, it would basically go to greater Minnesota cities that just don't have it in their budget and the equipment's available, but they don't have the cash to make the payment and then get it reimbursed by the state.
Okay. Questions for members? With that, I'll renew my motion that House File 4321 be laid over for possible inclusion in the omnibus tax bill. Thank you, gentlemen, for your testimony.
Thank you for your authorship, Mr. Chairman.
You're most welcome. Okay, item next, House File 3543. This bill has been through several committees, and I would like Mr. Michael to go through what portions of the bill have to do with taxes, because it's been the Commerce. We did the Commerce-related issues. We did HHS Finance on March 15th. For the committee, if you could please let us know, and I will move House File 3543, so that's before us. What provisions of the bill are we talking about for taxes? Mr. Michael. Are there any? Isn't there a premium tax issue?
Mm-hmm.
On line 1.21?
Those are up. I believe that all of those provisions, they do.
Chairman members, there are provisions in here that essentially change the premium tax, but they're, as I read them, I thought that they were all obsolete references, but I assume that the bill was sent here because you're making changes in the premium tax, and therefore it's technically tax committee jurisdiction. Okay. So if you look at that language, for example, on page one that you're referring to, those are, you know, like the first paragraph is prior to January 1, 2015, so that's up, you know, and so forth. But anyway, it's section one that essentially is within the jurisdiction of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Michael. I think members will get the second page, 2.6 to 2.10. That's about it. So that's why the bill's here. I'm going to basically describe that part of the bill, and then is there anyone wish to testify on behalf of the bill with concerns? The department? Well, yeah, no, and that's point, what do I say?
Duly noted.
But with that, if the department at some point in a future meeting would like to make comments on these things, that's just fine. So let's do, are there any amendments? Does anybody have any amendments? Okay, so we have the bill before us. I'll describe it. Anyone wish to testify with concerns? So it'll be a discussion amongst members. Representative Loeffler.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And I think while we're going through the overview that you explained, I think you might want to also look at Section 4, which is going to allow people to get the premium tax credits outside of the MNSHR marketplace, which is a major change in access to those to that federal assistance to pay for health care premiums. Right now, it's only available through the MNSHR marketplace, which allows customers an opportunity to easily compare across all the product lines in the market, and this would allow premium tax credits to be available to people who just deal with an insurance broker who may only present one plan and not all the options that are available to them.
Okay, thank you very much. What could you? What page you said? Section
it's four? Section four. I'm just was looking at the summary. It's asking for a federal waiver to authorize that.
Okay, and as you know, Representative Loeffler, if we didn't have, and I don't want to give them the whole MNSHR thing, but if MNSHR wasn't there, we could use the federal exchange and get the credits. But this bill does, as you very correctly pointed out, it would say that if there's an individual broker out there, you could get through that broker and still get the tax credits. That is also up for discussion today. So questions for members on the tax issues? Okay, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. So with that, I will renew my motion that House File 3543 be sent to the Committee on Ways and Means. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion prevails. Thank you, members. With that, if you please look at your agenda, our next meeting is Tuesday, April 17th. Be looking for an agenda. Also, I would say that Mr. Cummings had me sign on to the governor's tax bill, and I think, Representative Marquardt, did you get that too?
Maybe.
And others. So that bill is out there. It's dropped. It should show up today because I think it was by 3 o'clock yesterday. So we will be giving that bill full hearings. So I will have the department, and my guess is there will be a list like this of folks who want to testify. So I don't like limiting testimony, but 80 people on the list, I will limit testimony. So for all the folks that want to testify on the governor's tax bill for or with concerns, testimony about 2 minutes, if you can. And I know you can do it. It'll be good folks, so they're all good folks. But so just kind of keep that in mind so we can get through as many people with their points of view as we possibly can. With that, anything else for the good of the order? Thank you, members, for your work this week. We've got a lot of heavy lifting coming up the next few weeks, so stay tuned. We should hopefully have some numbers tonight. I think, Chair Carlson, you are going to get them early this morning.
Just talked with Representative Knobloch, and he said hopefully in the next couple of hours for the minority. I don't know when he'll be giving them out to, you know, the chairs. The individual targets, whether that'll be before or after the formal adoption of the resolution.
It could be exciting or, depending on what the numbers are, not so exciting.
He gives it to us in case we would have any amendments.
That's probably won't be any. okay, so, no, there'll be a lot of amendments. I get that. And so, yes, and for, you know, the governor's bill, and then when we put the bill together, we will have plenty of committee time for amendments and, you know, changes that you might be looking at making. So with that, good government all the time. Members, thank you for your work. We are adjourned.